Well, we had some other things we wanted to follow up on that we couldn't yesterday because we ran long, but you were kind enough to spend a few more minutes with us today because there were a couple of specific things that I wanted to talk to you about, and then one that has actually changed since we even talked yesterday, and in that the story broke yesterday that last night that the Justice Department has acknowledged in court papers that were filed this week that the Obama administration had gone ahead with this whole program of extending DACA, giving thousands of people the 3-year protection from the possible deportation. This obviously going against what the federal judge in Texas had said. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, my thoughts are that you've got a lawless administration. And the problem is that that we've got is the judge can hold the administration in contempt. And so theoretically, the Department of Justice would enforce a contempt order. But they'll thumb their nose at the judge. So not only do you have a department, I mean, you've got an administration that ignores the Constitution, they ignore Congress, and now they're ignoring the courts. We've got a constitutional crisis that is just unimaginable.
Which is exactly what I really wanted to talk about a little bit today, and maybe it's you giving us a civics lesson or what the possibilities are. Obviously, the executive order thing is not anything new. That's been going on since George Washington. I mean, there's no doubt that itself is not new and different. But some of the things that are going on now would seem to be, and the most recent one that I've seen is that there's discussion about an executive order that the president would sign that would raise the corporate tax rate. Now, as I learned civics, I thought that all revenue movement had to start in the House of Representatives.
That's correct.
And so now...
Article 1 of the Constitution, all legislation, not just revenue legislation,
okay.
All revenue legislation starts in Congress. Revenue legislation in particular starts in the House.
So now what are you going to do? I mean, what can be done by the legislative branch if the executive branch has overstepped?
Well, here's the situation. The founders did a great job when they wrote the Constitution. But they never envisioned that you'd have a lawless president that didn't care about the Constitution and would thumb his nose at it. And so the only thing that exists in the Constitution today is for enforcement purposes is impeachment. And that's really not for enforcement. It's for punishment. The problem is, I mean, and everybody says, but, you know, I'm starting to see more and more on my social media now, go impeach the president. The problem is it doesn't work because you don't have Democrats in Congress that will stand up for Article 1 of the Constitution or the Constitution in general. And so you're wasting your time by trying to go through impeachment. And there, in some ways, you may even, because of the way too many people in the country don't understand the Constitution now or don't know what it means, you might actually make the guy popular or damage your ability to legislate for the rest of this guy's term in office. So... The only fallback position, we've got two fallback positions. One is we can go to the courts and ask the courts to intercede in the conflict that exists between Article 1 or Congress and Article 2, which is the executive branch, the White House. And it looks like from what we've seen, I mean, the judge in Texas intervened a few weeks ago to stop the president's unlawful amnesty order. But you've seen the president just ignored the judge's order. Based on what the Justice Department said today. And so now the judge will probably try to come up with some sort of sanctions, but my guess is Department of Justice will ignore it and won't enforce it on the executive branch.
So then, now that frustrates all Americans, so, I have to believe.
Oh, yeah.
So well, there's,
you know,
nobody...
You're mad as whatever, and I am too. And so here's where we have to go is Congress, I think. And this is Bill Flores' view. I need to visit with my colleagues about further ways. We've got to start being smart and fighting how you spend money. I mean, we still control the purse strings in Congress. And so, but there are some hostages you won't shoot and some hostages you will shoot, to use the words that, you know, that Phil Graham always told me about before, and you and I talked about briefly yesterday. For instance, you don't want to shut down the Department of Defense. You don't want to shut down Homeland Security. You don't want to shut down air traffic control. There are things like that that you want to keep operational. But then there are hostages you will shoot that are near and dear to the president's heart, the EPA, the IRS, OSHA, the National Labor Relations Board. We've got to make a list of thou shalt not shoot these, but it's okay to shoot these. and then defund every one of the ones that, I mean, make sure you get the things funded that you need to get funded, like defense and military, military construction and VA and so forth. Of course, Congress probably ought to fund itself, too, because otherwise the president will defund, he'll veto a Congress funding bill unless it's part of DOD or something. And so you've got to get everything funded, and then you go into the next step, and then you start shooting all the hostages you don't want funded until you get the president to the negotiating table. And I think that's what we're going to have to do. I don't think we've been particularly bright the last four-plus years in terms of what we'll shut down and what we want. And I think we can do this a lot smarter and really make life painful for the White House. For instance, let's say that White House 1 is grounded. I mean, not White House 1, Air Force 1.
Okay.
Is grounded. Let's say that you will provide no more taxpayer support for the president's golf games. You know, those may seem, you know, pecuniary and small, but I think they'll get this guy's attention, and I think you'll also get the great preponderance of Americans that support these types of activities. They're tired of seeing him golfing within 10 minutes after somebody's lost their head from the Islamic State. And so I think there are lots of things we can do to make life uncomfortable. And candidly, if you shut down the EPA, you'd make life better for American paychecks.
Well, constitutional crisis is what you said in the first part of your answer, and I think that's what concerns me the most, because, okay, it happens to be this president this time, but when he starts setting these kind of precedents that a president can basically take an action to, for instance, increase a tax rate through executive order, that's not the way it was supposed to be done.
No, it's clearly unconstitutional. What the president is proposing to do doesn't comply with the laws passed by Congress, and therefore it does not comply with the Constitution.
So is it easily understandable? Is there anyone who has any legal standing that could take this action? Could a group come together and make a class action suit, or does it have to come from a federal judge who says, hey, you didn't follow my orders?
Well, Congress has not been very successful in having standing in the courts. We could sue to say, we could go to the courts and say, the president has encroached on the Article I powers of the Constitution, those that belong to Congress, and therefore he should be stopped. In the past, judges have not granted us standing, which means we are not considered to be an appropriate plaintiff, and therefore they throw the case out. I think we're having fewer and fewer of those problems as we go forward, so that's one effort. But let's say that the president does decide to unilaterally raise tax rates on certain classes of companies. Those companies can quickly get together, because they're going to have standing, because they're clearly going to be damaged.
Okay.
Congress can't say that it's been damaged, but those companies can say that they're damaged. They can file litigation. The problem is that the case likely wouldn't be settled until the president's out of office, and the economic damage has been done, and the constitutional damage has been done. Can you imagine if George Bush had done anything like this? The media would be screaming from the hills about the presidential overreach of a president, and they're not saying a word about this.
Now, again, then another future president could come in and rescind any of these executive orders. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, so
that's true. And so that's really our hope, is that, you know, worst case, if we're unable to stop this guy, and I'm not willing to concede that. I think we can stop this guy. But worst case is, beginning in January of 2017, if we have the right president, you could undo every one of these unconstitutional, unlawful executive orders.
Yeah, well, again, a constitutional crisis is something we never need, and certainly not now. I appreciate you taking the extra time to talk to us today, and we'll get a chance to talk next week. Is that right?
Yes, sir. On Wednesday, next Thursday, I'll talk to you again.
That's it. Bill Flores is visits with us. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks again for the time today.